This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, Melissa. Welcome to the men's room.
Random.
Hola, guys.
Hola. Random, Melissa, welcome to the program. Let's see. Okay. Let's go with this one. Melissa, would you rather clean a public bathroom or help someone you know move?
Oh, I'm too old for helping people move now. Let's clean that bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds bad. I'm cleaning the bathroom.
What if there are four stalls? You're doing a woman's bathroom.
Oh, woman's bathroom?
Two sinks, four stalls.
Yeah.
Now.
Light work.
I know you only
light
know.
Work? Look, I don't spend a lot of time in women's bathrooms of public places, but the word I get from every woman I've ever known is, you have no idea what happens in there. It is significantly worse than the men's bathroom.
Okay, so would you rather clean a woman's or a men's bathroom?
A woman's bathroom for sure.
Really? Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, nothing scares me, I guess, right, being a woman. Whereas with men, it's like, who raised you? What happened to you to make you this way, right?
Well, I just feel like, on average, guys miss the urinal a lot or pee on top of it.
What was the color of the urine the other day?
It was dark green.
And dark green.
Dark green?
On top of the urine.
I saw it. The VD brought it up, and I'm like, right, dude. You couldn't not see it, and it skeeved me out the whole time.
There was also a remnants of vomits a couple weeks ago, also in the urinal.
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, Zins were thrown to the urinal. Yeah.
It just depends
on the guy. I mean, some guys are better than others.
I know what weekend that was, right?
Right.
That kind of made sense. Not unexpected. And it wasn't great to see.
Everybody's got to stop. The last hockey game I went to, there's you can't put Zins in the urinal. Somebody's got to pick those out.
No.
Put them in the trash can.
Put them
in your back pocket.
What's the offending thing in the women's room? I'm guessing unflushed sanitary pads or something?
No, no one's flushing those down the toilet.
They leave them in the sink.
Probably like wrapped up used feminine products that aren't fully wrapped that are probably kind of out in the open, put in the trash receptacle. But you do the courtesy, put a toilet paper thing over it before you
But how much longer would it take to just fully mummify the thing? It's like we say with the guys peeing on top of the urinal. Like, bro, the urinal cannot be bigger. You don't even have to have good aim. So why not just wrap the whole thing up?
You know, you think that would be the case, but I guess some people maybe just don't really think about that or are in a rush. Who knows? And there might be an emergency,
All right. Well, let me ask you this.
There's a lot of things that happen.
When can you remember the last time that you did help someone move?
I helped my sister move. She lives about 20 minutes away, and she was moved into a place and then had to move out. I had just recovered from a hip replacement, so I wasn't much help. But my husband was. All right. He had a big truck.
How long did it take? Was it an all-day thing?
It had to be an all-day thing. We had to get her out of there pretty quick. It was a pretty dicey situation.
And what was your pay? Is it like beer and pizza, the standard currency for helping someone move?
I think if it was anybody but my sister, it would have to be more than beer and pizza. It'd have to be my next chiropractor visit.
Have you ever helped someone move when you get to their house, you realize they really haven't packed everything
up? They have not prepared.
And that's the main thing. I will pick up
that
a box.
That makes me so mad.
But you can't be still putting stuff in boxes.
I'm not here to help you pack.
Right.
I'm here to
physically pick this stuff up and move it out. So those are the times. Yeah. Granted, I was younger, but I'm like, dude, your kitchen is intact. You haven't packed anything up in here.
But you said this is the day
you wanted to do this. This is the day we're going to move. Oh, I'm just going to move it. I'll put some of that stuff in my car.
Okay.
God, dude. I think the last person I've helped move was with you.
Oh, Eric.
In Baltimore, yeah.
Yeah, it was a horrible day.
Old producer, hotter than hell.
Yeah, not him, the day. It was 98 degrees, if I recall, and the humidity was in full effect.
Yeah.
And we were still drunk from the night before.
I mean, the last time I moved, my friends helped me move, my TV, some of the clothes, but I'll still hire a moving company to get, the couches.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Like the and they have those boxes. I forget what they call them, but it's like they could put so many. It's like a movable closet.
Yeah, like the big ass wardrobe boxes.
Yep. The wardrobe boxes. So when they bring those in, that's where you get the bulk of it. But
to me, it's share economy, right? Like if you have the money to hire movers, it's worth the money. But if you don't have the money, there's nothing you can do. You got to count on friends. Years ago, me and a girlfriend, we were moving 5 blocks away down the hill, so same street even, just different apartment. And there's a grocery store about 3 blocks away. So I stole one of the shopping carts. I did take it back when I was done, but that is how we moved everything.
Yep.
But I remember my neighbors that I knew on the street, they were laughing at us because it took all day. You can't fit as much in a shopping cart as you'd like. But I was like, look, man, you can laugh, but we are dead broke. I have no money. To me, this is genius. Otherwise, we're walking this ass.
If you have the physical ability to pick big stuff up and someone to help you, the more economical way to do it is the pod thing. So they drop a pod off in front of your apartment. You put everything that you can into one or two of those pods. Then a truck comes, picks the pods up, and dumps them right in front of where you're moving to.
Yeah.
And then when you get there, you know, you open up your pods and you move everything back in. So you're not paying for the truck. You're just paying for the pods.
Mm-hmm.
You can load up at will. You could take, you know, 3 or 4 days to fill that thing up. Then they come and get them, drop them off on the day that you're moving. You go and start putting your crap in. To me, that's, I mean, if I was 20 years old, 22 years old, that would seem to be, not knowing anybody with a truck, that would be the most economical way to do it.
But at that age, man, at least in my case, I don't know that I would have had the money to do that. Like I said, I had to steal a freaking shopping cart. And luckily, my neighbor also had a skateboard. So we had a sofa that we had to move. And basically, we balanced it vertically on the skateboard and walked it very slowly down the hill.
They say there's three kinds of favors. The minor kind people like helping with. The major kind people will reluctantly help with. And someone who asks for help with a move, which is the worst. In a survey, 38% of people say they hate even being asked to help a friend or family member move. Now, that makes sense. It's hard to get out of. Takes a long time, typically a day. It involves stress, manual labor, and the risk of messing stuff up. Now, if you are the one needing help, people say the top three things you can do to sweeten the pot are buying food and drinks.
Yes.
Paying for the help. And promising to return the favor when the time comes. So why don't people just hire professionals? About half people say it's too expensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
And 30% say they don't feel like they need professionals. 17% say they don't trust strangers with their stuff.
Look, I hear you. Right? The movers, this is what they do. And it's sheer economics. Once I could afford movers, I'm like, yes, I'm hiring movers because it sucks to move.
Right. Now,
I mean, it sucks to even unpack. But as long as you didn't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're going to have to do the heavy lifting.
Yeah. Now, my grandmother, she's up there in age. She is she's 99 years old.
Damn.
Okay? So she's going to pass
on. Does she know that?
Yes. No. She does not.
I was gonna like, seriously, how old does she think she is?
If like you were to ask. 97.
All right.
She's been stuck on 97 for 3 years. She'll be 100 years old this year. If she gets there. Now, my mom, more than likely, she obviously lives in this location. That's her mom's house.
Yeah.
So when she passes on, there's really no need to be there. But one thing about my mother is that she is the ultimate collector of things.
Pack rat is
the best
order.
Yes. Sure. Yeah. And I am absolutely terrified by the idea of having to take 2 or 3 days off to help her just get her stuff situated, like just to get her to throw things away.
Right.
That are not necessary anymore. Things that she believes for some reason would have sentimental value. If we were to move my mom to be closer to my brother and sister in Pittsburgh, have a condo, live in a adult center, community, whatever the deal is, you know, one floor apartment or whatever. It would take days just to be able to narrow the crap down.
To make it fit?
To get her into a reasonable sized location.
Yeah.
There's just so much crap everywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.